It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story for Earth Day.
Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson helped organize the first Earth Day back in 1970 after growing concerns for the environment. Since then, it's been a day to celebrate our natural resources while also drawing attention to increasing threats to them. Madison writer Araceli Esparza wanted to take this Earth Day to do her own reflecting on Wisconsin's environment through poetry.
In a pink house in a small art studio. I liked these colors when I was a child, Mama said. Why, Rosita asked. Because they remind me of the sky, Mama answered. Tap, tap, her brush went, dotting many colors in the sky until we only saw one color, the light of day. That color was like the sun, like freshly picked corn. And there was a red color like the northern cranberries. Mama painted green lettuce-colored prairies and pointed trees. These colors together became a forest. In a swoop, she turns a trail into one color, snow. Like cows laughing in the snow, she paints the sky a blue-black where you can see every star, and she adds clouds because the nights are cold near the lakes. It looks like home, Rosita says. Pues, it does, Mama says. And she painted until the horizon met the dairy farms and the rolling hills of our home, the heartland.
Araceli Esparza is a writer who lives in Madison. After recording her poem, I asked Araceli what inspired her to write Earth Day in the Heartland.
What inspired me to write this poem was about Earth Day. I have seen so many of our youth on a global scale bringing attention to the environment and the protection thereof. And I wanted to use my platform to bring attention to this day and how we all care about the earth. I think sometimes there's a misconception that only certain people who go hiking or people who are going boating or people who only eat at a co-op can participate in conservation of our planet. And that's just not true.
I love that you illustrate the love of the earth and the love of the environment and the celebration of Earth Day through this like really beautiful moment between a mother and her daughter.
Yeah, and painting, right?
And painting.
Like, how random.
I know. Why was the direction that you wanted to take?
I mean, I'm not a painter either, mind you. I'm a painter of words, perhaps. But these are all things that I felt like when I think about the landscape of Wisconsin and what ties us, what keeps our heart tethered here, are the rolling hills, the dairy farms, and just like going to some prairie for the corn fest, having everything cranberry-esque, like you're going to run across some cranberries if you're here. You're going to run across lettuce-colored prairies. The greenness of this environment of our Dane County, of like the state of Wisconsin, all of that is just that this green that I have introduced other people from other parts of the United States, and they're always amazed at like how green it is. And pointy trees, evergreens, right? They're just really a part of our landscape, and I wanted to pay homage to that. At the end, you know, she painted until the horizon met the dairy farms and the rolling hills of our home. It's like, this is our home. This is our new home. And we have all our responsibility to keep it safe and to sustain it. I feel like this is a poem that kind of, at least for parents to know too, that we care about you and what work you're doing. And it's hard work to impart climate awareness to our kids. But there are fun and easy ways of doing it.
Araceli Esparza is a writer who lives in Madison and is founder of Midwest Mujeres. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.